This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right. Last night in baseball, we had history. Or did we? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm trying to think if we...
China!
We did not have history.
No, I don't think so. I mean,
no, but
Kershaw
it was,
the other night it was made history.
What he... Oh.
Yeah, 3,000...
3,000 Ks.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3,000 Ks.
No, Manny Machado... It was a cool night in San Diego, mm-hmm. where Manny Machado got his 2,000th hit.
Oh. All right, that's cool. Night.
Yeah, 2,000, you know,
yeah.
That's
a milestone, three, but not history.
Right. History is 3,000 for those sure. that are playing along at home.
2,000 is like on the road to history?
Yeah, I mean, but 2,000 is a good accomplishment.
Yes.
So, cue the music there, Maestro, if you may, or if you will, if I may, if we all will and may. I have a game that I have created for you. Does he have 2,000 hits?
Oh, oh God!
Okay.
I have 20 names. If you do not get 13,
mm-hmm.
Dusty said he will fire you on the spot.
Son of a gun.
Although he's already gone home for the day.
So he can't fire me?
Well, he would fire you tomorrow.
Mm. What if he's not listening?
Hopefully he's not.
Okay.
Raul Ibanez, former Mariner great.
Yeah, I'll bet you Raul Ibanez had 2,000 hits.
One for one.
Yeah.
2,034.
Mm-hmm. Some of that, too, is you just got to play for a long time.
Sean Green. Remember him?
I do remember Sean Green.
He was a hottie.
Hmm. No, he doesn't have 2,000 hits.
He got three hits more than 2,000.
Son of a gun.
How about that?
That Sean Green.
The great Terry Pendleton.
Yeah, Terry Pendleton has 2,000 hits.
Wow. I was surprised by that myself.
Dude, Terry Pendleton, for a long time, was one of the best hitters in the bigs. He had a high average.
He was a very good hitter. He only got 1,897 hits.
Wow. Did he win? I mean, he won at least one batting title. I thought he maybe had a couple.
Won an MVP. Took one from Bonds.
Terry Pendleton has an MVP?
I'm pretty sure he won one when they were tired of giving it to Barry Bonds, I think.
What?
Well, and he was kind of like the original Kung Fu Panda because he was always fat and out of shape. I'm going to look up and see what... is he at 270? Career highlights. Yeah. He won... oh, my God.
MVP in 91.
He only made one All-Star team.
Terry Pendleton only made one... Wow.
But he won an MVP. He's a three-time Gold Glove winner, and he won one batting championship, and he's in the Braves Hall of Fame.
He was also on a team with a lot of All-Stars all the time.
Why do we think of him as so much better than he was? I mean, he was pretty good.
I don't know.
But...
I don't know why I...
He's one of those guys you just had to see him play to... appreciate how good he was, because we all saw him play, and so therefore we think he's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm under the I was under the impression that Terry Pendleton was much better. Like, the fact that Sean Green has it and Terry Pendleton doesn't. Well, I guess some of that is you win an MVP,
you are trending poorly
you
to keep your job.
Poorly.
Does he have 2,000 hits? AJ Pierzynski. Noted douchebag catcher.
He is a noted douchebag.
Yeah, he's
catcher.
Awful.
Now, he is awful. The fact that you have him on here, because my initial reaction to AJ Pierzynski is there's no way AJ Pierzynski has 2,000 hits.
Right.
But the fact that you put him on here leads me to believe that he does.
It's like Princess Bride right now.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to say that that douchebag, and he is, everyone hates him, I'm going to say he does have 2,000 hits.
He does. 2,043, believe it or not.
That's son of a gun.
Ryan Braun, noted
steroid user?
Roidster.
See, again,
this is a good one.
And MVP.
And kind of a douchebag.
And kind of a douchebag.
He could rake, though.
See, he's the opposite. He I'm assuming that he's on here. You think he has 2,000 hits, which means he doesn't.
Princess Bride again.
I'm saying no.
That is correct.
Ron doesn't have 2,000
hits. Yeah, after he went off the sauce, he tanked quickly.
By the way, 1963.
If you don't know, he's the guy that was so indignant about how possibly, like, there's no way I could do roids. How dare you? And then he got popped for roids.
He got popped for roids. And then on top of that, he tried to wiggle his way out of it by claiming a chain of command because, like, the FedEx driver took his pee sample home.
Yeah, he tried
him.
To get someone fired over the mishandling of his tainted piss.
Johnny Damon. Does he have 2,000 hits?
Ooh, Johnny Damon.
Played for a long time.
Played for a long time, but was hurt a lot.
Hmm.
I don't have a good feel on this one. I feel like this could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt a lot, played a lot.
Leadoff batter, got a lot of ABs.
I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to say Johnny D.
That's correct. He almost got to 3,000.
He had a lot of poon, and he had a lot of hits.
2,769 hits for Johnny Damon.
Huh.
He is on. He is oftentimes renting a yacht and is on Below Deck. He's on there.
The fact that you know that.
Oh, he's been on there multiple times.
Yeah.
I love Below Deck.
Well, and your wife loves Johnny Damon.
And I tell you what, he is a colossal douchebag.
Is he?
Yeah, although I will say the crew ends up really liking him. Mm-hmm. So that means he's like he treats the crew
is
well.
Is he still super handsome?
No, he's fat now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's pretty fat. He parties.
I didn't see that coming from Johnny
Damon.
He and
his crew party. And they're kind of douchey. Duke Snyder, the great. Duke Snyder. By the way, you've rattled off three in a row here. It's very good.
Oh yeah, he did. He did get fat. Boy, he doesn't even look like he cut his hair. He's going bald. Boy, I'll tell you what. That's hard. Because
he parties.
Johnny Damon was a handsome.
Yeah,
dude.
He was.
Ah.
Duke Snyder, go.
Duke Snyder.
Yeah, the great.
Again, I'm doing the Princess Bride thing here. It's Duke. He has to have 2,000 hits, but the fact that you're even putting him on here, he doesn't have 2,000 hits.
He does, you idiot. 2,116. Paul O'Neill. Yankee great, Paul O'Neill.
Yankee great, Paul O'Neill.
Remember him?
I do
big
remember
left,
him.
Big lanky lefty, was kind of a red ass.
I like Paul O'Neill. I got nothing against Paul O'Neill. Yeah, I'm going to say Paul O'Neill has 2,000 hits.
2,105. You are trending better. You now have 5 of the 8.
Whew.
Got to get to 13. Dale Murphy.
Yeah, Dale Murphy has 2,000 hits.
2,111.
Yeah.
Not as many as I thought, by the way.
No, I would have thought he would have had more than that. I didn't think that one was going to be that close. Two-time MVP and should be in the Hall of Fame and is not, and that's a travesty.
Ken Griffey Sr.
Ooh.
Not
the Junes, huh?
Sr.
No, I'm going to say he does not have 2,000 hits.
He does. 2,143. Better player than you think, Ken Griffey Sr. Mm. Andrew Jones.
Boy, that's pretty good.
That's going to be right on the number.
That's going to be right there. Because I think of him as... Andrew Jones, the start of his career was phenomenal.
I think of him a little bit more power hitter than just hits hitter.
He was awesome.
He played a great center field. He's got to have 2,000 hits, doesn't he? Or do we go with the Princess Bride thing?
He's got like 1,988.
Yeah. I'm going to say no, he doesn't have it.
Good call. He has 1,933.
See, again, he's another guy that I assume is better. The fact that AJ Pierzynski has more hits than Andrew Jones
crazy.
Just doesn't seem to work with me.
Okay.
Where's Mike Greenwell when I need him?
Do they have 2,000 hits? Ian Kinsler.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kenzie? Yeah, he has 2,000 hits.
This one's going to hurt. He has 1,999 hits.
Oh!
Oh, for God's sake.
How does he not get a cup of coffee with somebody to scratch the last one off?
Right? Juan Gonzalez. Oh, steroid
fan. He has to have.
That's what I thought. You're wrong.
He played for like 8 million years.
He's got like 400 homers.
Dude, this is amazing.
Juan Gonzalez does not have 2,000 hits.
He hit 1,900 and he had 1,936 hits.
How many dingers does it say?
Well, I thought he hit over 500, didn't he?
Did he?
Maybe not 500. Yeah, look that up for me, will you?
Dude, I just, that, and he played for ever. Let's see what old.
And he seems like he hit 335 forever.
Yeah. Look it up, old Juan, for his career. Batting average. Yeah, he hit 295 for his career.
434 dingers.
434. Okay.
434, and he didn't get to 2,000 hits.
Isn't that wild?
Boy, that's one that I wouldn't have given two thoughts about.
Lance Berkman.
Ooh.
Yeah, Berkman got to 2,000.
I think so.
Jeez.
That one surprised me too. He was good.
He was a professional hitter, that guy.
1,905 hits.
Did he fall apart and not play long enough?
I don't know.
Again, I think of, am I just wrong when
yes,
I think of Lance
wrong.
Berkman as a...
He was good, but I just don't think he was good long enough. Hmm. Jason Kendall, catcher. Pirates catcher.
I don't even know where to go anymore.
Yeah, I got you. I got your head spinning.
I'm
throwing change-ups.
Berkman played 14 seasons, though. That stuns me.
You've got a couple that should have been. Kendall's going the other way. I'm going to say Kendall gets 2,000 hits.
2,195 hits, believe it or not. Eric Hosmer of the great Kansas City Royals.
I don't think you would have put him on there because you love Eric Hosmer.
I do love Eric.
I don't think you would have put Hosmer on there if he didn't have 2,000
hits. See, I think
hits.
He just got there recently.
So I'm going to say he's got it.
Never got it. 1753.
Oh, not that close either.
Okay, you have eight. You have, let's see, one, two, three. There's only four left. So you have officially failed. You will be fired tomorrow.
Son of a gun.
But for the sake of the program, we'll keep you on today.
We'll keep going.
Edgar Renteria. This is a good one, too.
Actually,
I think these last four are great ones.
Yeah, I'm going to say Edgar Renteria got to 2,000 hits.
He did. 2,327 hits.
Okay.
That's a lot more than I think a lot of people would have thought.
Yeah.
Nick Markakis. Remember that dude?
I would think no way, but that probably means that he does.
I don't have any sort of feel on this, but the fact that he's on the list.
See, my feel would be no chance, but
the
that
fact
probably means
he brought him up. We're Princess Bride-ing it. He got it.
That is correct. 2,388 hits.
2,300 hits for that guy?
That blows me away.
Yeah.
If you haven't taken anything from today's show, which you probably haven't, take away that Nick Markakis had 500 more hits than Lance Berkman.
Yeah, what?
Doesn't seem right.
And then finally, two left, we have Lou Brock.
That, really?
What?
Seems like a layup.
The great Lou Brock.
It seems like a layup. But you, no, he didn't get it. He didn't get 2,000 hits.
You're an idiot. He has over 3,000 hits.
I thought you were doing the Princess Bride thing
again. I screwed you again. 3,023.
He wants your ass fired.
But I will say, Lou Brock, of all the, because I was trying to find a guy who had over 3,000 that could even be debated on this list.
Yeah.
And there was only one, and it is Lou Brock.
The only reason I went there is because I just thought there's no reason you would bring him up unless it was going to be the shock of shocks.
Well, you have 9 right, 9 wrong, and apparently I didn't do 20. I only have 19, so here is the last one, and it's a good one.
Okay.
Nomar Garciaparra. Does he have 2,000 hits?
He was hurt a lot.
Yeah, he was.
And the peak wasn't great.
Hell of a hitter, though.
He was a hell of a hitter, but the peak wasn't that long.
Nomar!
No, I'm going to say no.
That is correct. Nomar Garciaparra, 1,747 career hits.
At one point, Nomar was the man. And then it just...
And then he wasn't.
And then it
fizzled. Until he wasn't.
Until he wasn't.
And that is the new fun game of does he have 2,000 hits?
I went above 500. I'm counting that as a win.
You did. You got 10 out of 19.
You know what? It's saving my job right there.
You need... Well, no,
well, not according to the parameters of the game.
Actually, no. It isn't. You will be fired in the morning. But let's have a great last hour and a half together.
Oh, yeah. Dusty sent us a text to our thread with just a Trump gif that says, you're fired.
You're fired. coming up next, oh boy, the Major League Baseball celebrity softball game roster is out.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm very excited about this.
Why did you turn off your mic in order to talk?
Well, I thought we were going to a break, and so I wasn't going to talk in the tease, but I got excited about the
You're excited.
Celebrity
All-Star tight sports game. Pants over there. From
I did get a little fired up.
Skukinik.
I'm guessing I've heard of 4 of these people.
Well, we'll see. Is it better or worse than the NBA? Next, here's Buck.
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025, and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.